At this time, I'd like to call the June 18th to Monroe City Council meeting to order. Edie, if you would, roll call, please.
Councilperson Gary.
Here.
Cuddaback.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Camp.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Gamble.
Here.
Hanford.
Here.
All right, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we have a few announcements and presentations tonight. We'll start off with the proclamation for amateur radio meeting. Whereas amateur radio operators are celebrating over a century of the miracle of the human voice broadcast over the airwaves, and whereas amateur radio has continued to provide a bridge between peoples, societies, and countries by creating friendships and sharing of ideas, and whereas amateur radio operators have also provided countless hours of community service both in emergencies and to other local organizations throughout these decades, and whereas these amateur radio services are provided wholly uncompensated, and whereas we also recognize the services amateur radio people provide to our many emergency response organizations, including the Monroe Emergency Management Office, and whereas amateur radio once again proved its undisputed relevance in the modern world by providing emergency communications when other systems have failed as a result of recent disasters both in the United States and around the world. And whereas the amateur radio field day exercise will take place on June 22nd and 23rd and is a 24-hour emergency preparedness exercise and demonstration of the radio amateur skills and readiness to provide self-supporting communications without further infrastructure being required. And whereas amateur radio operators deserve our recognition and gratitude for the many services they provide, now, therefore, I, Tom Williams, on behalf of Robert G. Zimmerman, Mayor of the City of Monroe, do hereby proclaim June 16th through 22nd, 2013, as Amateur Radio Week in the City of Monroe, and I urge all citizens to join me in thanking the thousands of amateur radio operators who come to our aid during emergencies or disasters. And I know that's something that's near and dear to you, so do you have anything to add to that?
Come down to Skyline Brook from 11 a.m. Saturday the 22nd to 11 a.m. Sunday the 23rd to see what it's all about.
All right, thank you. All right, the next item is a confirmation of Mayor's appointment to Planning Commissioner. And Gene, do you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, thank you. We received several applications and we interviewed two individuals for this particular position on the Planning Commission. And one of the questions that we asked was, what is your vision of Monroe? And it could be anything. And Mr. Steve Jensen, his vision was awesome. It was very intriguing, that his view of where he saw Monroe going and where he'd like to see it go. Very insightful. We were very impressed with what he was able to present. And so with that, we were super excited in, that he had submitted his letter of interest. And this evening, we're looking for a motion to confirm the mayor's appointment of Steve Jensen to the Planning Commission.
So moved. Motion's been made by Tom Williams, seconded by Councilmember Davis. And I see we have one light on. Mr. Camp.
None.
That was it?
That was it.
All right. Seeing no other lights, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries 7-0.
Just for the record, Mr. Jensen
is there. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Just thank you. I look forward to serving the city.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next is a proclamation of Sherry Phillips Day. And so I'll read this and then I will ask her to come up and I'll present her with this award. Whereas the City of Monroe recognizes and honors Sherry Phillips for her 33 years of dedication and loyal service to the citizens of Monroe, Washington. Whereas she has been a friendly face, faithfully serving customers at Safeway and always greeting them with a friendly smile. Whereas she has willingly gone the extra mile for customers and for co-workers and will greatly be missed by all. Now therefore, I, Tom Williams, on behalf of Robert G. Zimmerman, Mayor of the City of Monroe, do hereby proclaim this day, June 18th, as Sherry Phillips Day in the city of Monroe, and I urge all citizens to show appreciation with cards and notes of recognition of Sherry Phillips and thanking her for her 33 years of loyal service. Thank you very much. Would you like to say anything?
Holy cow. Thank you for this honor and for my son, I guess, putting a bug in your ear. And I can't even imagine ever receiving such an award, but it's greatly appreciated and
well deserved.
Thank you very much. All right, this time is set aside for comments from citizens. You can come address council on any issue except a quasi-judicial matter, and all I ask is that you state your name and address for the record and try to limit your time to 5 minutes. I don't believe I have anyone signed up, but if there's anyone who would like to go up and speak, now would be your time.
Thanks for going
for me. It is your day.
I usually come to say something, but I just can't be supported to be here for the confirmation. So I can't stay for family issues.
All right, seeing no one has anything that they want to address council on, we'll move on to the consent agenda, and we are pulling number 3.
2A.
And 2A. So I'm looking for a motion to approve consent agendas 1, 2B, 4, and 5.
So moved.
Second.
The motion has been made by Councilmember Deering, seconded by Councilmember Hanford. No lights. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries 7-0. Do we want to do 3 first before sharing the video? You guys can stay in. Okay, Brad?
Okay. I was just trying to make sure that our city attorney would catch my mistakes. So there is a
testing me.
Ordinance actually didn't really adopt anything, so luckily our city attorney caught that, so the new version of the ordinance actually adopts something. But what it's adopting is pretty much the same. There was a couple typo errors of the IBC was in there instead of IFC kind of thing, so that's the only change. And actually, the ordinance now actually does adopt something, so that was the change, just to bring that to your attention.
So is the version that's online?
The version that's online is the current one, yes.
Yeah. Councilmember Deering?
Thank you. I move to accept as second and final reading of things and adopt ordinance 008/2013, amending chapter 15.04 building code.
Second. Okay, we have a motion made by Councilmember Deering, seconded by Councilmember Camp. Seeing no other lights, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 7-0.
Yep, now the moment of caution, I'll be excusing myself from voting on the bills.
Let the record show that Councilmember Gamble has left. Councilmember Henry.
Motion to approve consent agenda 2A.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Hanford, seconded from Councilmember Klebeck. Did you have any other comments?
No.
All right. Seeing no other lights, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries 6-0. And let the record show that Councilmember Gamble is back. right along. New business number one, ordinance amending chapter 8.04 of the Municipal Code, Animal Code, first reading. Chief?
This amendment was a proposed code update, which was initiated to clarify requirements and standards for animal businesses within the city. Currently, license is the only codified requirement for an animal business. There are specific care, health, sanitation, space requirements for animal businesses such as personal kennels, boarding kennels, grooming parlors, pet shops. At this time, the only enforceable animal protection laws for these businesses are the Washington State Animal Neglect and Cruelty laws. What we did was under the include requirements for animal businesses that cover health and safety requirements for outdoor facilities, mitigate animal noises, health and safety requirements for also indoor facilities and disposal of animal waste. The bottom line is here, there really wasn't anything to cover that pet shops as far as how they take care of the animals and the like. So we did some research where we looked at other cities, what they had in place, and basically copied what they had. You see the proposal here. Ask that a motion to accept as the first reading of this ordinance.
Thank you, Chief. Councilmember Gearing.
I have the Councilmember Camp position first.
Hey, Councilmember Camp.
I move to accept the first reading ordinance 010-2013, amending NMC Title 8.04, Animal Control.
Second.
Okay. Motion been made by Councilmember Camp, seconded by Councilmember Hanford. Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you. Just a couple of quick questions. I'm looking at 8.04.040S, where it says, and this is a red line added, it's on page 10 of 17. It shall be unlawful to keep, use, or maintain within city kennel, pet shop, grooming parlor, which is unsanitary, not just foul or offensive, or in any way detrimental to public health and/or safety. Who determines that? Is that the public safety officer?
The animal control officer.
Animal control officer.
Yes.
So we copied that from someone. I'm just curious about what standard is used. I mean, obviously if it reeks, you know, and things like that. Some of these, something that may be offensive to someone is offensive to someone else. I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm sure what they look at is the best practices that occur in the businesses and the like. They can compare if they use that type of standard or not. But something exactly written down, black and white, I don't agree with such a thing.
And when someone comes to do an inspection, is it just a show-up type thing? Is it, hey, we're going to come inspect? What? How would that work? I saw the inspection, but I didn't really see how that would work.
Yeah, probably what we would have is a complaint that would cause us to go and use it to do that. So, and right now, we have had complaints in the past, and we have nothing to enforce. We're not able to enforce any type of statute or ordinance.
Which is my next question, is this born out of some sort of a complaint? It sounds like we just haven't had a complete ordinance here, and there may have been some issues that we weren't able to deal with. Hence, what we had. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, that was kind of in line with my questions. Was just, is there, so it's going to be complaint driven. There's not going to be a proactive frequency or anything like that from the animal control officer. And then how are we going to communicate this to the folks that are in town? Is that spelled out? Communication to
The pet shops?
Yeah, currently. Yeah. There's a new policy.
Once this is approved, I will have her stop by and give them a copy of it. And they can, they'll notify that it's in place.
Okay. But primarily a tool to be used for when we have complaints to be able to enforce them.
Okay, great.
So then,
Councilmember Cutter.
Thank you. Chief, you mentioned that you had looked at other cities and basically copied and pasted. What cities did you look at?
I don't know.
You don't know that? Could you email me that? Just so I have that information.
Maybe.
Maybe. It might be a question
Chief, I have a question. Were any of the existing pet shops or kennels notified that this was something that we were looking at, or have they had to be?
I don't know that.
That would also probably be good information. Would we get it for the second reading if it passes tonight? So. Seeing no other lights, we'll call it for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries 7-0. All right, moving right along. We'll go right into councilmember reports.
Really looking forward, thank you, and really looking forward to the triathlon this weekend and Wake Forest competition weekend after. So it's a super fun time of year, and I'm looking forward to checking both of those out. So, awesome time of year.
Councilmember.
I have one item. Just a reminder that the school district, I guess, in Charlevoix is having a free lunch program for 18 and under children. It's at Frank Wagner Elementary School. I know they have 12 attendees today, and it's open to everybody at every child. Parents, of course, are not included. And just a reminder, again, it's at Frank Wagner. It's from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. And I know tomorrow is barbecue pizza chicken or something. Today was some Subway sub sandwich. So, gee, good food, really good food.
Good. No baseball.
Right. What's that?
Yeah, what?
Nothing. All-stars. Councilmember Hanford. All right. And I have nothing to report either. So we'll turn it over to City Administrator Brazel for the draft agenda.
Thank you. Draft agenda for July 2nd, 2013. Public hearings. We have the remand hearing, Walmart, regarding benches, bench seating and lighting, excuse me. We have the consent agenda. Under new business, we have discussed comprehensive plan update, land use and housing. Number two, under new business, ordinance amending 2013 budget, first reading. Number three, discussion closure of alley, 224th South Lewis, 224th, excuse me, and then the draft agenda for July 9th, 2013. And no meeting next week.
All right, staff reports. Anything from the police department? Human resources.
No human resources, but from an IT perspective, kind of just want to lay it out and give the updates since the move. Just want to let you know where we're at. We've done all of the documentation process. We're done with that. That's closed. Obviously, as most of you know, the documentation is a living document. We're moving now into the network upgrades, which includes new hardware, new switches, virtualizing most of our servers, replacing the servers, working on a better redundancy than we currently have. We're going to implement two others, and we hope to be done with that by September 1st. And the big part is we're doing that all with the existing IT budget. We want to come back next week as a budget amendment and save money. So we're doing that with our current budget. So things are progressing in that neighborhood. We ordered the gear this week, and we hope to be done by September 1st.
Thank you. Ben? Brad?
Thank you.
The Legislative Affairs Committee met this evening, and just a quick run through on the Council Rules and Procedures one more time, and that will be headed off to Zach for his peruse, and then we'll be back in front of Council here, let's say, in the next couple of weeks if the City Attorney's agenda is open. So for that. Other than that, unfortunately, I have death in the family, so I'll be leaving at 5 a.m. traveling to L.A., and I'll be back on Sunday. But I'll have my phone if anybody needs anything, and all the staff will be here. So,
looks like that's all we have for tonight. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Fennell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 6-7. We're adjourned.
Tom's reign.